High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here for Columbia Central Schools. And this is game two of our doubleheader tonight. Of course, we just finished up that game in Michigan Center, dominated by the Western Panthers. Panthers penciled in for Friday night at 7 o'clock here at Columbia Central High School. Will the home court Golden Eagles be here playing, or will it be the Chelsea Bulldogs? You know, Brian, you and I have seen Chelsea a few times off and on over the last couple of years. Always a good team. They're well coached. They just play kind of textbook basketball a lot. They come in here though 14-8, not a remarkable record. 6-4 in their league was good enough for a third place tie in the SEC White with Jackson High. In their last 10 though, they're 7-3, losses against Tecumseh and Adrian, who all finished ahead of them in the conference, and then Dexter was the other loss. They started the year though 1-3. We mentioned they lost to Western earlier in the year. They beat, just to give us a common opponent, 57-42 win over Northwest. And they beat Jackson twice. So this Chelsea team doesn't look like they're far worse than any past Chelsea teams we've seen. So the anticipation for me is that they're going to come out, rebound well, shoot well, and not turn the ball over.
Yeah, well,
my guess.
You know, they did lose a couple guys that went on to play D2 uh-huh. ball, including the coach's son, Joey Cabana, and Stevens, who was just tough as nails, one of the best players that I thought was in our area mm-hmm. last year. But they got a guy that we saw him play against Michigan Center earlier, and I said, boy, he was kind of reminding me of poor man's Luca, Drew Blanton. And Drew can fill it up. So I know this Columbia Central is going to have to know where he is. And they will have some other balance as well.
No doubt about it. Meanwhile, Columbia had an outstanding year. They actually won the Western Division of the Cascades Conference. Lost a tight one against Grass Lake in that final. And Derek Sanders, their team leader, he is the career leader in points at Columbia Central High School. So you're coming out with a record holder here, the guy who's scored more points than anybody else in school history. And he'll definitely be option number one, two, and maybe even three for Columbia Central.
I suppose it's like this for every school, but when you're the Columbia school leader, that is saying something too, because they've had some players here. Charles Richardson being one who is currently a shooting coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
So when you're out scoring that guy, you've done something.
That's how it feels. They won eight straight before that one-point loss to Grass Lake. So then they came back out and won again. So they've won nine of their last ten, and that's another instance of a team that I think is playing their best basketball at the right time this year. Columbia Central, again, only to lose four times on the season. You didn't play bad basketball at any point in the year, but we saw them kind of get beat by Hanover Horton over at Hanover Horton High School, which is tough to win in that gym anyway if you're not Hanover Horton. But other than that, really great year for Columbia Central, and they'll just look to try to continue it. They had a nice win in their last game, 73-60 win over an 18-4 Adrian team. And everybody was talking to us about Adrian's big star over there, 2,000 career points at Adrian. So the fact that they were able to get a W against that team, who was pretty tough all year, shows that I think Columbia Central is playing as well as anybody right now in the area. And so they're definitely a threat to Chelsea. And this is another one of those games where we, looking at paper, you were looking to find what could be the advantage for either team. I couldn't sniff one out. I said, you know what? We don't have to. We just get to go watch them decided on the court.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about experience. Columbia being led by first-year head coach Jacob Crawford, who we know is a big hitter of the golf ball, kind of like the Brady Cook, superintendent at Michigan Center, big hitters. But good coach, too, apparently, because he's got this squad playing good, and it's been all year long.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, if I'm going to try to handicap it in any way, Derek Sanders is so vital to what Columbia Central does that he's another case of how are they going to officiate this? Are they going to let it be a little physical, or could he pick up a couple fouls early? Now, we saw that game against Hanover Horton. He did get a couple fouls. I think he even had three maybe in the first half. They let him, they trusted him, left him in there, and he was able to stay in the whole game. So he is experienced enough and good enough that he knows, you know, he knows his limits. And if he did pick up a couple quick fouls, that doesn't necessarily say Derek Sanders to the bench. They'll let him stay in and play it out.
And Sanders is one of those guys that seems like he's been around for 6 or 7 years, too, because he's been playing since his freshman year. So we've seen him a lot. The thing that amazes me about Derek, this is going to sound like a knock, but it's a compliment. We see him miss a lot of shots, but, boy, does he stay with it.
Yeah.
Like, he has a knack for missing, getting his own rebound, and putting it back up. He just has that dog in him. He's ready to go at all times.
He's endless motor.
He's fun to watch.
Yep, no doubt about it. And he's going to be a focus for Chelsea. So who else comes along with him, I think, ends up being a question, too, for Columbia Central. And we've seen that there are a few guys that will. Well, is there somebody who's got it in them tonight to be that big guy, the next guy? That's what we're going to keep an eye out for. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame for Columbia Central Schools, and we'll do the starting lineups and things here, and before you know it, it'll be time to start game two of our doubleheader, Columbia Central and Chelsea, live, coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. KHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers!
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
970 AM and 101.5 FM. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here for Columbia Central Schools. It looks like we're lining up for a second anthem.
Are we doing a second anthem?
We usually don't do two
anthems.
Yes,
I might have to wait on the starting lineups then.
We might have to.
Speak during the anthem.
I'm also thinking of Bucked Up Energy. I've got white gummy deer flavor today. And I noticed zero sugar. No artificial colors also in the Bucked Up Energy. Thanks also to our pregame sponsor, Columbia Central Schools, and our free throw sponsor, Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And let's go ahead and take another two-minute break when we get another anthem here at Columbia Central High School, and we'll get the starters when we come back on WKHM next. From here at Columbia Central High School, and we'll get the starters when we come back on WKHM next.
Hey, is that you?
Hey,
is that you?
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the starting lineups get introduced on the floor, let's introduce them to our listeners.
All right, well, since Columbia is technically the host, we'll start with our visitors from Chelsea, and that'll include junior Wyatt Matusik, senior Sam Borcherding, senior Will McCullough, junior Beckett Booz, and the man I talked about earlier, Drew Blanton, who just put on a show the last time I saw him.
All right, how about for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles?
The Golden Eagles are going to start a pair of sophomores in the backcourt. That includes Trent Troyer and David Monroe. Then we have junior Nolan Scheel, senior Jack Gorton, and the man, eighth-year senior Derek Sanders. At least it feels that way.
Yeah, I know. When we did the Columbia Central Hanover Horton game, the sophomores were kind of a surprise for Coach Crawford back then. At this point now, you got to feel comfortable to have them as part of your lineup and knowing that you could go into your bench for some veteran play. Jack Gorton maybe is a guy who we've seen out in the starting lineup. Andrew Hosmer, we know he can come off the bench and give you minutes, hard-nosed minutes. You know, you got a few different guys in that on that list that you're going to be able to go to and get your more dynamic play out of that sophomore backcourt.
Yeah, I think David Monroe even was in the JV a couple months ago, and it was a pull-up at the time that we saw him last.
Yep.
Boom, he's in the starting lineup in the biggest game of the year for them so far.
And I think that's always an advantage earlier in the year. You don't want to have guys miss time for injury or other purposes, but when they do, if you can get minutes and experience for some of those other guys on the bench, it pays off for you exactly this time of year. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're going to get Gorton into the jump circle, and he'll jump it up against Matusik. Neither one of them particularly tall, so you know, we're looking across the board a lot of similar size across the board for these players. It's tapped around a couple times, and Chelsea will get it, and they give it up right away to Blanton. Poor man's Luca, as you refer to. Chelsea working around the perimeter and looking a little awkward at first here on a couple passes. Now out on the floor was Beckett Booz. He loses it for a moment, gets it back, recovers, trying to feed to the top, hands it off to Blanton. He looks to drive from the top. Sanders taking on the Blanton matchup right away. Into the corner for Borcherding. He's going to get some move. Drops it off down low, in deep, and blocked away. Shot attempt there by Matusik and swatted away, and Golden Eagles get a stop on possession number one and bring it up the floor with Scheel setting things up for the Eagles.
That was Trent Troyer with the help side block.
Yep.
Coming out of nowhere. Nice from the sophomore.
And it looks like right now Will McCalla taking on the issue of guarding Derek Sanders and denying him. They get into the corner, pump fake for Scheel, and he's going to take a step in. Two-point gun, no good. Gorton offensive rebound. His put back. Good. Nice playing big rebound in there already. Strong Jack Gorton. Rebound and a putback, and it's 2-0 Eagles.
And you said neither one of them were too big. I think it's because they're standing next to each other. They might both go about 6'5", 6'6".
I'll tell you what, they both look like they've been hitting the weight room as well. I know they got that really nice fitness center out here at Columbia Central.
They do. I'm going to stop in there after, maybe.
2-0 Eagles, and now pressuring near midcourt. Blues gives it up to Blanton. Gets a screen, and he goes across, steps sideways. Triple. Good. I didn't see if they signaled that. It was indeed a triple. Nope, long two-point gun stepping on the line. We're even at 2 points apiece with 6:15 to go first quarter. Columbia out on the perimeter. Monroe skipping it across in the corner for Scheel. He takes a jab step, then gets it back out to Troyer. Into Gorton in the paint, backs it out, and a drive from Monroe. And there's a steal from Booz and a breakaway. And he gets down and missed the layup. He was too worried about Sanders that he didn't concentrate on making it. Eagles clear the loose ball and fire it down court to Troyer. And that's going to be out of his reach and out of bounds.
Yeah, that pass by Sanders, I like to see two hands on the ball. And he kind of tried to do the quick one-handed one.
Yep.
Not as accurate.
And now a backcourt violation for Chelsea. A little too casual out there. Still tied at 2 points here. Coach Cabana laughing at that one a little bit, good-natured on the play. It's still 2-2. Interesting, though, we saw maybe what happened in game one, trying to take away Maverick Hammond. So far, no touches in the half court here for Derek Sanders yet.
Yeah, Will McCullough, just as you said, face guarding.
Yeah, taking on that task and really, really chasing him. They do work it over to Sanders now, and he goes right into the lane. A pull up from just a step inside. The free throw line is short. Sanders' first shot is a miss, tied at 2. Blanton, he scored the first bucket for Chelsea. Little drive-in, shoulder down, back out. Missed the fader, but rebounded on the offensive glass from Matusik. And he's going to draw a foul down there, and that'll be our first foul of the game, and that's going to go against Columbia Central. Won't send them to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, but we'll put that one up on the scoreboard.
See, we got a really good officiating crew. Danny Medina, Doug Richardson, Troy Miller, three of the best in the area.
Inbound on a cut is right below the basket, and Borcherding couldn't finish. Rebounded by Columbia. 2-2 tie still with 5:13 to go. They drop it down to Gorton on the block. He backs it back to a cutting Monroe. Or excuse me, that's Troyer. Troyer misses it off the high glass, and it's rebounded by Chelsea. Both teams' defense has been very good, making every shot over someone. Nothing open. McCullough's got it now. Left side for Booz. Beckett Blues skips it across right side. Blanton, little screen and roll, and nice roll by Matusik to get a good finish as the defense about a step late getting to him, and a 4-2 lead for the Bulldogs with 4:38 to play in the first.
Chelsea's already shown some different looks on the offensive end and getting good looks every possession.
Sanders catches out on the wing, drives into that elbow area. Another pull-up looked a lot like his first shot, just leaving it short. 4-2 lead for Chelsea with the ball back on the rebound, and Blanton's going to pull up a triple, leaves that one short. Rebound batted a couple times, and nice hustle by Monroe to come and save that into his teammate. And Scheel will dribble it up the floor for the Golden Eagles.
A little slower start offensively than we had in our first game.
No doubt. 4-2 lead for Chelsea. There's a drive and a step, and Troyer with the layup. Kind of a screen, really, just some traffic out by the free throw line. Scheel stepped in the open and laid it up. Or excuse me, Troyer. 4-4 tie. Left side Blanton from the wing gets a screen there. He goes off the dribble. Called for traveling on the takeoff.
You know, I do think he just shuffled that pivot foot just a little bit, just enough. You know, the official telling the Columbia Central student section, they got to back up. This is a far cry from that Michigan Center one that was over there a minute ago.
Yeah. They were.
This is 20 rows deep here tonight.
They're using the lounging option over there on the bleachers. Here's a pull-up triple for Columbia, and again, short on the jump shot. 4-4 tie and another empty possession for Columbia. 3:30 to go, and it's McCullough getting a look at a triple. He misses it. Offensive rebound for Columbia, and a putback attempt for Buck Allen into the game now for Chelsea, and that's going to be a miss, and we'll get a foul call. That's going to go against Columbia and David Monroe. That's his first, second team foul against Columbia.
Steve, I have two on Monroe.
Did you have him on that first one?
Yeah. So we'll see what Coach Crawford does early.
There's a check-in, and Monroe will go to the bench. That's going to bring in Jonas Mackey, junior guard for Columbia, as the front end of the free throw is knocked down. And it's 5-4 Bulldogs.
You mentioned it pregame. Columbia, the games we've seen, do not go very deep in their bench. So that's a big second foul earlier.
6-4. Columbia trails by two. Shield brings it up to the top for Gorton. Kind of a high post look there. Giving it to Mackey. Screen for him. He goes right to the basket in the game. Elevates and shoots. Missed it. Rebounded by Chelsea. Sanders had a chance at that offensive rebound. Goes off his hands. And Blanton takes it the length of the court for a left-handed layup. And an 8-4 lead for Chelsea. Largest lead of the game. Early.
Yes, it is.
2:55 to play in the first. Shield working around on the perimeter. Both teams' offenses, yeah, like you mentioned, Brian, this is a much different look than we saw in the first part of the first game. And Mackey looking to take off on the dribble is going to bounce it off of Buck Allen's foot. He goes out of bounds. It will stay Columbia ball.
Yeah, I thought that's what they're calling too, but he actually got Buck Allen with the foul.
He did,
reach.
Interesting. 8-4 Chelsea lead. First foul against the Bulldogs. 2:37 to go. Trying to feed Sanders and McCullough. Again, pressure. Double team comes to help. Sanders pull up on the baseline, either partially blocked or some contact, but missed, and Derek Sanders 0 for 3 shooting it. And with 2:24 to go, the Bulldogs can stretch this lead out. High post for McCullough, back to the basket. Gives it up to Blanton, right side of the circle. Sanders tracking him. Blanton puts it on the deck, drives to the left side. Stops, backs it out. And Booz is going to drive, and that's a reverse layup attempt by the Bulldogs. Blocked Sanders in the open court. Gets a shot up, doesn't make it, but does draw a whistle, and Derek Sanders can try to get started with a couple free throw makes. Block was Matusik on the shot, and I didn't see who blocked the shot on the other end, but it was so fast.
I think that
the
was
way.
Troyer.
Yeah, you might be right. He's done that a couple times. Now Sanders into the scorebook for the first time tonight with a free throw. Maybe he does something to get Derek started. 8-5, his team trails right now.
Steve, we're only 6 minutes in, and right now I know we talk about player of the game, and it's way too early, but Eric McCullough is a candidate just with his defense on Sanders so far, and he is not in the scoring column yet.
Yeah, he just rebounded that free throw miss, 8-5, with under two to play, first quarter of action on WKHM. Game two of our doubleheader, Chelsea leading. Booz working the right side to get it to Blanton down on the block. He's going to pop. Sanders doing a nice job on Blanton. Couldn't get a shot away. And now he wasn't looking for the pass turnover. And Sanders out on the fast break, getting up in the air. He wanted to dunk it, draws a foul, makes the layup, and a three-point play attempt coming for Derek Sanders.
It was as if Beckett Booz was not going to let him dunk it and send this crowd into a frenzy, but instead going to give Sanders the opportunity for the and one the old-fashioned way.
8-7, the lead now for Chelsea. Sanders can tie it up. And as soon as Derek got going, that score started to get a little closer. Derek Sanders now with 4 points. 95 seconds remain in the first quarter. 8-8 tie, and we get another substitution from the Golden Eagles. That's going to bring in their big man, Logan Fowler.
Coach Cabana urging Beckett Booz to just settle down, take a breath. I like that.
Yeah, she seems to be a calm presence on the sideline. Sometimes you need an intense coach. In this case, you need a coach who feels like they know what's good. Nice cut and a missed shot at the backboard by Chelsea. Rebounded away by the Golden Eagles. Chance to take a lead off the screen. McCullough went down. Sanders makes the catch. McCullough right back up to get in his face and defend. Shield's going to look to drive from the top off the screen. gives it up in a baseline drive off the window. Missed by Mackey and rebounded by Chelsea Blanton. Turns it up the floor for the Bulldogs. Gets a step and has his layup blocked. Rebounded in the other way for Columbia. And it's Derek Sanders running the fast break, getting the layup, and the Golden Eagles lead at 10-8.
Well, when you're being face guarded and you want to make a difference, that's where you got to really get out and run, and they can't face guard you if you can't catch you.
The open court is your friend on against tough defense. Booz takes a shot with a defender in his face, but offensive rebound for Chelsea. There's a nice cut. Booz gets in. Too strong and missed that one, too. Rebounded away by Columbia. Chance to go ahead with 22 seconds. Looking to run, and now the half-court defense gets set up, and Columbia going to the half-court offense. Mackey coming around the screen, almost lost it, recovers it, and backs it back out. 12 on the clock now. Mackey picks up the dribble. There's Sanders coming out to get it. McCollum pressuring, and Sanders will take the three and leaves it short with 3 seconds. We might see a fling from half-court from Blanton. Goes offside rim and had a chance. 10-8 is the score we'll get to here at the end of one. 60-second commercial break in the second quarter coming up. Columbia Central leading at home on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2-point lead and the ball to start the second quarter. Columbia leads at 10-8. Again, Sanders makes the catch. McCullough's right there. Sanders. Good strong drive and gets the shot up against defense, but they call the whistle for him. And Derek Sanders making a living at the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line so far. This is his third time there tonight.
Tell you what, though, there's McCullough just making it difficult on him. You know, you get a superstar like that, you just want to make everything tough. You might look at the end of the game, and he has 22, but are they a tough 22?
Yeah. He hits the first free throw, 11-8. Second one is down. 12-8, a four-point lead for the Golden Eagles, and no coincidence that they got into the lead once Derek Sanders kind of took the lid off the scoring jar. Columbia defending now in the half court. Blanton at the top. He'll pull up a triple. No. Rebounded by the Eagles. That is Fowler with the board. Quickly up the floor. Shields going to drive from the wing. Gets a step. Now gets in deep. Puts it up over a defender. Missed. Good defense by Chelsea. Good rebound and a run out. Booz in the open court. And a hustle back by Mackey. And they're going to call a jump ball. Mackey, good hustle to get back and tie it up. And you got to feel like Beckett Booz is struggling early here. You can tell Coach Cabana trying to calm down. He's missed a few layups that he probably usually makes. Pressing a little.
That might be the time to just get him out just for a minute. Let him sit there, catch his breath.
McCullough gets his one off of a cut and fires. Doing a workmanlike job on Derek Sanders. Now hitting a triple. Cuts the lead to 2-12-10 after the triple by McCullough. Or did they just give him two?
They gave him just a long two.
That's
the Ray, Jackson two where the foot was on the line.
That's a couple of long guns that were only two-pointers for Chelsea so far. Shield off the drive into the corner for a three-point look, and that's going to go up high. Rebound batted away from Sanders, but recovered by Fowler. And now he'll have it knocked away from him, and will send it back Chelsea's way. Oh. Missed three-pointer there. Tyler Ladd in the game for Columbia. And now substitution for Chelsea is going to get Matusik back into the game. Booz is going to get a little break.
Well, we just said maybe get him out for a second. We'll see how long Booz is on the bench.
Oh, we got some officials working something out at the table right now. Official scorer Matt Jericho's got the spectacles on over there, making sure everything's right in line. Inbound, and Chelsea will bring it up. Blanton handling the basketball. Sanders waiting to guard him. Pass comes out to McCauley. Hands off to Blanton, now making a move to the basket against Sanders. He's going to have to back it back out to the top, and a three-point shot up and good. Quality make on that one by Buck Allen with defense, but he knocks it down and gives Chelsea the lead again, 13-12. 6:25 to play first half. I don't know if I gave us the update. 20-12, the end of the first quarter over at Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton leading Grass Lake, and on the drive the other way on a steal and run out. Extra step to get the layup out for Buck Allen. So they'll turn it back over to the Golden Eagles. We'll get a timeout from Coach Crawford. 13-12, Chelsea leads. We're back at 30 on WKHM. Chelsea leads. We're back at 30.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
13-12. Let's see what Columbia drew up in the timeout. They got an open look for Mackey. Goes off the dribble and gives it up to Sheila at the top. He's going to get down to the block. Backs out to the corner for Mackey. Fires a three. That's off the heel. And long rebound from McCalla. Gets it away to Blanton. Chelsea on the attack now. Quickly up the floor. And a drive into the paint. Into the air. A lot of contact down there. No call. Probably the right idea not to call. Buck Allen a little out of control. Missed the drive. Going the other way. And Shield takes it down deep. And puts Columbia back in front. 14-13.
I love both those non-calls on each side. The shooter, the ball handler, is trying to draw contact, and hey, don't bail them out.
And the defenders held their spot. Blanton at the top now for Chelsea. Looks to drive from there against Sanders. Tries to step back, leans in, pushes Sanders away. Hands off to McCalla. And there's another triple try, this time for Buck Allen. Missed. Rebounded by the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. And coming the other way, they get it into Sanders' hands in transition, but he'll back it back out of the paint. 14-13 lead for the Eagles. Into the corner for Mackey. Puts it on the deck. Moves out to the wing. High post for Fowler. Hands off to Shield. Coming around. Double team comes. And he'll back it back out. Shield in the corner. Dribbles out to the wing to the top for Mackey. Looking for Sanders on the screen. McCollum chases and gets the steal. Continuing to just lock down Derek Sanders in the half court. Left side for Blanton. He'll take a deep triple, and that goes up high off the rim. Rebounded by Columbia, looking to run his shield. No numbers for Columbia. He'll slow it down in the half court. Still 14-13 Eagles. Shield left side for Mackey. He gets another look at a triple. That was going to be short, and rebounded by Allen. Chelsea with the ball now moving the other way over the timeline. Stopping and setting up the spacing. Working to the right side. Allen now left side for Blanton at the wing. Right side McCalla into the corner. And a drive from there for Allen. And he leaves it short at the rim. Allen's been very active since coming in. Not getting a ton of results. But loose ball in the open floor. And Columbia gets it. It'll go out of bounds. And I think they're going to say it's off of Chelsea.
Steve, a couple things sticking out to me right now. We talk about Derek Sanders' offense. Defensively, he's been a beast out there on Blanton. He's making him work to where Blanton's just kind of giving up the last couple possessions and getting rid of it like he's not even trying to score right now.
Shield left side, and it's Troyer in. Scoops it back to Gorton coming across, and he puts up a lefty shot that's too strong. Back the other way, and out on the floor is Chelsea with Blanton on the left side against Sanders. Tries to get a drive in. Sanders gets a hand on it, knocks it away briefly. Booz gets it back. He drives into the elbow and backs it back out on the floor to Sam Borcherding. Buck Allen coming across the top. Looks to drive into a double team. Hands off, and there's Matusik driving, and I think that's the third time Matusik's had something blocked getting into the paint.
That time courtesy Jack Gordon.
Still a one-point game, 14-13. Columbia leads with the ball. Shield from the left wing. Puts it on the deck, spins in the lane. Blocked away. Matusik repaying the favor and swatted that one. Chelsea the other way. Blanton in the open court. Gets in deep. Puts one up. We get a blocking call. Are they going to call it on the shot? They count the basket and a three-point play opportunity for Chelsea. Blanton kind of taking the Derek Sanders method and having to get it in transition because Sanders had been covering so well in the half court. Blanton gets down deep, scores it, draws a foul, puts Chelsea up by one, can make it two from the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. And he does. I was going to anticipate that Blanton a pretty good free throw shooter. 16-14 Chelsea lead, full timeout from the Columbia bench. We'll take a 60-second timeout as well. Two-point lead for the Bulldogs on WKHM. 60-second timeout.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See Boyle, Brian Haynes, and they inbound it quickly. Sanders hustling to get that ball, and Booz covering him in the moment. He gets a screen and roll with Gorton, and pass too much to handle for Jack, and it's a turnover the other way.
McCullough getting a good, well-rested break.
And there's Troyer reaching in as Borcherding came around the perimeter. Going to get called for the reach-in. No real foul trouble so far in this one. Both teams played a pretty clean game. The officials have been pretty pretty slow to whistle, you know, keeping it, letting there be a little contact, but nothing egregious so far. I think it's just been a really well-officiated game, as you kind of mentioned. Pretty good team out there on the official crew. And there's one, Buck Allen. He's been so active since he came in. That triple goes up, and he hits it, and it's a five-point lead, largest of the game for Chelsea.
We don't see Chelsea much, but Buck must be able to stroke it because he's shooting quickly.
Yeah. Troyer getting into some traffic. Back cut for Monroe, and he'll pull up from the baseline, and that's bouncing around. Can't get it to go. Rebound batted a couple times, and Troyer gets it, looking for Monroe on the baseline. Throws it away from him and out of bounds, and Chelsea a chance to kind of seize control of this with under two to play in the half. McCullough's going to get right back in here at the next whistle. Allen feeling his oats.
Yeah.
Bringing it up the floor here.
I do like the way Columbia's hitting the offensive glass, however.
Yeah. Screen for Allen. Goes away from it. Gets in deep. Kind of edges his way in there. And I understand it there. You have Monroe with his hands up saying, what did I do? All I did was try to stay there as Allen was the aggressor on the play, but nice job by Buck Allen to get himself a trip to the Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line, and he hits the first one.
Not only gets a point, but picks up number three on Monroe.
He goes right back to the cushioned chairs over there. It used to be, you say, going back to ride the pine, but when's the last time you saw an actual high school where people were sitting on a wooden bench?
I might open a high school and just get pine benches.
At least pine chairs. 21-14, largest lead of the game now again for Chelsea as Columbia struggling to find buckets, and McCullough continuing to lock down Derek Sanders in the half court. Into the game now for Columbia is Carter Simpson. There's a drive for Troyer, and a pull-up is missed. And he'll come across and finally squeeze that rebound, and in the paint, he's able to get one up and in and ends the drought for the Eagles. 21-16, they trail. We've got 69 seconds left. And trying to squeeze it down to the block, it goes off of a Columbia defender and out of bounds.
And that basket there by Columbia, again, courtesy of the offensive glass.
Yeah. McCauley inbounds from the corner out to Booz near midcourt on the left side. Now works around to the right side into the elbow. Backs it out to Buck Allen. Allen on the wing crosses into the lane. Now backs it. Scoops to Blanton. And he has nowhere to go. He'll back it out. Gets in the switch with Shield on him. And Blanton goes right at him. Left the finger roll short, but Chelsea crashes. Offensive rebound down to Blanton. And as Gorton flies in late for the block, Blanton makes it in. 23-16.
Blanton's eyes lit up when he realized Sanders got off on a switch.
Yeah, he went right at Shield and didn't score on it, but definitely got the best look he's had in the half-court offense. Shield driving from the wing. Gets in deep. Lost his footing, but still manages to get the reverse layup to go. 23-18 where we stand, and the entire Chelsea bench on their feet saying, hold for one, 12 seconds. Buck Allen. Working against Shields, going to get a screen from Matusik. Goes the other way, backs it back out, and now loses it, but he loses it right to Blanton. We'll take a deep three, short. Buzzer sounds, and 23-18 is where we'll settle at the half. Both teams spent some time in the lead. Chelsea currently holds it as we head to the halftime break. Low scoring affair for sure. Definitely quite different than game one tonight. But this one's going to have the kind of feeling where this could be contested all the way down to the conclusion. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break at the half. We'll get the numbers for the first half coming up. Chelsea 23, Columbia Central 18 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Winter is here and the snow is falling. Don't be outside in the cold shoveling and snow blowing or risk injury from moving wet, heavy snow or slipping on ice. Call Wolverine Seal Coating instead for snow removal. Wolverine Seal Coating can do commercial and residential snow removal for your place of business or home. Wolverine Seal Coating can provide you with snow removal and salt your parking lot or driveway. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your snow removal. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us, and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Van Halen jumped there on the rejoin, and from the jump, this game has been closely contested and I guess really characterized by tough defense, and I think that's been our favorite thing about watching is the job that McCall has been doing against Derek Sanders. But also the job that, on the other end, Sanders has been doing against Blanton. So neither team able to really lean on their number one option. And that's where we get to a 23-18 first half score.
Yeah, exactly. And in high school, that's why you do that. That's why you try to take away the team's number one option. Now, having said that, both number one options are leading the team in scoring. But it's coming difficult for them.
No doubt about it. I do want to note, before we get into those numbers, the other game on the network tonight, 95-9, the Power Cow, Hanover Horton leads Grass Lake 36-27 at the half over there. So the Grass Lake Warriors went through the conference schedule undefeated. They did lose one before the end of the year, but they went through the conference schedule unblemished and now trailing at the half. I bet that's an uncommon position for them in games like this.
Yeah, they like to grind out those wins and keep it low scoring. And, 9 points. For a team that sometimes is challenged scoring, that could be a tough comeback for the Warriors.
They're capable of it, so we'll keep you posted with those updates. Meanwhile, here at the 23-18, not a ton of points to count down here for us, Brian, but I know you've got them added up. What's the totals?
Yeah, well, for Columbia Central, we had only four scorers. Trent Troyer with four, Nolan Scheel with four, Jack Gordon with two, and then Derek Sanders with eight. But again, those eight, he's worked for every one of them.
Yeah, and really they came mostly in transition, finding him on a fast break rather than anything they were able to get to him in the half court. And they've been trying. Like you said, we were talking off the air, McCall is fighting through screens. He's doing everything you could ask for a defender to do and making everything difficult right now for Derek Sanders and therefore Columbia Central as a whole. How about for the Bulldogs?
Well, for the Bulldogs, Wyatt Matusik with two, Drew Blanton with nine, Buck Allen leading the way with 10, and I save Will McCullough. Usually I say who has two early, but Will McCullough with two, but I'm still spotlighting that guy because, as you just said, he is just draped on Derek Sanders, and he's been my favorite player to watch in this game, and that's what's scoring 2 points.
Yeah, in the end, that's a guy who, if this were 23-18, were to carry out and end up with Chelsea getting a win tonight, McCullough will be in the driver's seat for player of the game honors. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen, but if you hold Derek Sanders down and make him feel like he's working that hard for every touch, not just for buckets, for touches, then it's a masterful job. And if you can keep Columbia Central behind at that pace, then, yeah, that's definitely player of the game worthy. Let's go ahead and take three more minutes. I'm going to take some water and get ready to wear my voice out in the second half. 23-18 is Chelsea's lead right now on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meyer, online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hard work.
us proud. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Shot for Columbia, turnover from Chelsea, and we're still at 23-18 with 7.5 to play in the second half. 7.5 to play in the third quarter here, second half underway. And there's a drive, and Troyer, the sophomore, getting strong down low, and a bucket for the Golden Eagles cuts the lead to three.
That's a nice move. A little jump stop, being strong in the lane.
Again, some contact down there, but the officials are not necessarily quick with the whistle. Booz moves it back to half court to kind of readjust here for Columbia, the spacing. And they get it out to Blanton against Sanders, guarding him. Double-team Gorton coming to help. Blanton at the top, crosses, gives it up in the corner, or the wing, rather, and a drive and a missed shot too strong for Borcherding. Columbia down the other way. Sanders outside the arc, skips it across to an open shooter in the corner as Monroe up high, missed it, and battle down low. Gorton able to get the rebound, and we'll get a call against Matusik. They were both tied up, and Gorton came down with it. First foul of the second half. 23-20, Chelsea leads. We're at 6:39 to play third quarter. Sanders inbound from the baseline. Goes in deep for Scheel.
Gorton's just a hard worker. We see that every time we've seen him play. He's in there battling every possession.
Sanders in traffic, skips it out to Monroe in the corner. They swing it all the way around left side for Scheel. He looks to penetrate, spins, gets in deep, shot blocked by Matusik. Ball's loose and touched a couple times. They're going to say last touch Chelsea. No, did he change it up? We are going to go back to Chelsea.
Matusik's going to be involved in about 13 or 14 block shots because he's had his own blocked about three or four times, and he's blocked another three or four.
Yep. Chelsea with the three-point lead and the basketball. Booze coming over midcourt, met there by Nolan Scheel. Goes to the right side of the circle, moves over to the wing, down to the baseline for Blanton, back to the basket. He clears it out to Allen at the top, and he knocks out another triple. Buck Allen starring right now for the Bulldogs, 26-20 the lead. Gorton goes from the high post toward the basket, backs it out now to Troyer. He'll hand off to Sanders, and he had it knocked away. Has to chase it all the way out to midcourt, working against McCullough, and drives and gives it into the corner for a three-point look, and halfway down it rolls out. Shot attempt by Monroe, but that's Troyer comes up with a loose ball, and he scoops it to his teammate in a layup for Columbia Central second chance points, and they cut the lead to 4-26-22.
Troyer coming up a little gimpy, but giving him the thumbs up. But, boy, he's played a good game, too, for the sophomore.
No doubt. Booze from the top. Works again right side down to that baseline. Back to the basket for Blanton. He dribbles out to the elbow. A little fader jumper missed. Rebound is Shield. Right wing, or right sideline, rather, for Shield coming up the floor. Gives it up to the right wing for Troyer. Down to the block for Gorton. He works inside. Strong move with the left hand. Too strong. Rebounded by Chelsea. Running the floor is Booze in traffic. He's going to have it swiped away. And official says that was last touch. Eagles. Gorton punched the pad down here. He wanted that ball back.
Yeah, that was a tough one. They both were reaching, and yeah, that was like a jump.
I applaud the official making a quick call and eliminating any controversy there just by making the call swiftly. There's a drive by Booze. He gets in deep, concentrates, still can't come away with it, and he has the rebound batted away from him, and Columbia squeezes it. Gorton left side drives from there. Gets down to the block, stops. Up in the air, Matusik, another block. It's about the 18th block he's been involved in. I think actually more like 8th, but we'll get a foul away from the ball on the loose ball there, and Columbia will give it back to Chelsea.
This is tough for Columbia right now. 6 total team fouls. Unfortunately for them, 2 of the players have 3 each, and that's Trent Troyer's 3rd. They cannot afford to lose Troyer the way he's playing.
He stays in as Gorton goes to the bench. 4.5 to go in the third, 26-22 Chelsea. This continues to be a low-scoring affair. Working for every bucket. Just defense on display tonight. Blanton has it in the corner now for the Bulldogs. He'll dribble out of there. Backing in against Sanders. Makes a move to the middle. Skips it into Booze in the corner. And that goes kind of caught a little bit of the top backboard. Rebounded by Columbia. And on the run is Sanders. He gets in deep. Missed it. But right there with the tap is Logan Fowler. And the Eagles cut the lead to just 2, 26-24.
Yeah, Fowler, who just came in for Gorton, doing his best Gorton impersonation, hitting the offensive glass.
There's Allen getting in deep, nowhere to go, gets in the air, and Fowler comes and helps him out, getting off his feet and committing the foul. And that's going to send Buck Allen to the free throw line again. All of our free throws during the tournament, sponsored by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. And Allen misses the first. 3:48 to go in the third here, 26-24. Chelsea with a second free throw coming for junior guard Buck Allen.
You know, Fowler just keeps his hands straight up. I don't think they would have bailed him out there. That was a little out of control, but he was rewarded with one made free throw.
Keeps the lead at 3:44 on the clock here in the third. Monroe, another triple, open for that one and a little strong. He has not gotten hot from beyond the arc yet. Rebounded there, McCalla, and he's trying to throw it out to Blanton. And hustle by Columbia Central, can't get it, but Troyer goes to the floor there in the corner. No lack of effort there from Troyer tonight. Sophomore Trent has given Columbia a good game already. We got a lot still to play. 3.5 to go in the third, and it's still a 3-point game. Booze will dribble it up for Chelsea. He's struggled in the game so far. Battling against Shield out here at the top, spins away, hands it off to Blanton. He's had to work against Sanders all day, and Sanders really closing that gap, any gap that's created. There's Buck Allen going in a little more under control, gets the defender off his feet, gets in the air and finishes. Buck Allen having a nice game. 29-24, lead back out to 5. There's a drive from Monroe, gets in deep, missed it. Fowler's put back no good, tries again, missed it again. This time draws a foul, though. And that's going to go against Blanton, and that'll send Big Logan Fowler to the free throw line. 29-24. Second team foul for Chelsea. Fowler hits.
And Fowler has done a good job, really good job of giving Gorton a little breather. Gorton was just so winded. He was going after the ball left and right, offensively and defensively.
Yeah.
He needed that break, and Fowler's been admirable with the fill-in.
Missed the second free throw. Lead is 4 now and rebounded by Matusik. Booze coming up the left sideline. Now dribbles over to the middle. Gets a screen. Now penetrates. Stops inside the free throw line. Pass off to Buck Allen. He tries to go baseline. Looks like it might have bounced on the end line. The student section thinks so. Allen gets into the paint. And we'll get a foul on the floor against Columbia.
Not sure who they got right there.
I didn't see either. 13 foul on Columbia here in the third quarter. We have 2:40 to play in this period. McCalla will inbound, goes in deep to Booz, gives it right to Buck Allen. Right side for Blanton. Again, Sanders coming out to track him. He'll take a deep triple, and that buries. And Sanders needs to, you got to guard him a couple steps beyond the arc. 32-25.
That's still a tough shot, though.
Yeah. Columbia turns it over. Nice independent effort there, Buck Allen. Blanton working against Sanders. Goes behind the back into the elbow, or into the block area, actually. Backs it all the way back out. He had a step. Thought that looked for sure like a chance for Blanton to finish. He moves over to the left side. Hands off McCalla. And Sanders jumps out to try to take it away. Sanders is going to switch back to Blanton. He's going to step baseline. Step back from that angle is tough. Almost behind the backboard from the baseline. Missed the shot. Airballed. Rebounded by Columbia. Working up the floor quickly. No chance at a triple try there for Tyler Ladd. They'll get it back out to Shield and set up in the half court. Carter Simpson also in the game off the bench with Sanders, Fowler, and Shield. And trying to feed Sanders at the top. McCalla in the passing lane. Fast break. And he stops. Sanders commits the foul. And that'll be free throws for McCalla. 32-25 lead for Chelsea, looking to add to that with 88 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, there's McCalla again in the passing lane, just making it so difficult for Derek Sanders. And this is a time where he needs to get the ball and needs to, Columbia kind of struggling on the offensive end.
McCalla missed the free throw. Yeah, it's been few and far between for looks in the half court for Derek Sanders, to the point where you almost just have to force it in. Do what you can do to get in his hands.
Just kept setting screens or even just get him the ball down on this end of the court where he's not maybe picking him up.
McCalla missed them both, and whistle, I think. Oh, we're getting a loose ball foul, I think, goes against Blanton. Timeout from Columbia's bench. It's a full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 32-25. Golden Eagles trail on WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
32-25, Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes. We have 88 seconds left in the third. A lot of basketball left to play. 7-point lead for Chelsea. Feels good, though. Feels comfortable for them, and Columbia struggled on the offense here in the second half. What was it, 18? So they have just 7 points here in the third.
Yeah, it's been a slugfest, but you do get the feeling, though, it just, you know, Columbia just makes two buckets. It gives them a 4-0 run or 5-0 run. It's right back to one possession game.
It's a big ask, though, for two buckets. Sanders hands off
like
to Shield. He gave it back to Shield on the left wing as Sanders trying to locate him on the floor. McCalla, just look for McCalla and you'll find Sanders right there. Little screen and an open three there for the Golden Eagles was Simpson. Missed and rebounded by Chelsea. 32-25. We got under a minute to play in the third. Blanton down to the baseline. Kicks it out to Buck Allen and he knocks down another triple. That guy's been it's been amazing off the bench, unexpected.
He was letting the student section know.
Sanders goes off the dribble, pulls one up. That one felt like a little forced because you're not getting any looks here in the second half. Didn't get it to fall, and 35-25 our score here.
And how many times do we see it, Steve, when you got a star that's being blanketed and they just even have a sliver and they force up some bad shots?
It's knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay with Columbia here.
But I don't blame Sanders for shooting it either, because right now the team is struggling.
Yeah.
This is where he throws it in, get it right back to him.
Shield takes it in, doesn't go right back to Sanders. I might have. Shield works to the right side. He's got a screen at the top. Fowler now goes away. Shield drives, spins, double team, gets it out into the corner, and we'll get a shot up. But before he gets the pass away, called for traveling. That can happen. You get the guard down there in the trees trying to find some space, and you drag that pivot foot or twist it, you're probably going to get a whistle. 35-25, 10 points for Chelsea, and we're on the verge of ending this quarter. I'd be shocked if we see a shot go up before 1 second left. It's Blant with Sanders out, tracking him all the way out to half court, and mishandled, but able to recover. Now drives Blant into the corner for Buckel. Another triple. No good. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Chelsea or Columbia. 2 seconds. Heaved by Shields. Going to fall harmlessly. And that will be the buzzer and a 10-point game. After three, Chelsea leads back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Chelsea with the ball and a 10-point lead. Columbia's been tough on the offensive end, not getting much done. Missed shot there for Columbia, rebound, or for Chelsea, rebounded by Columbia. And everybody in there, Troyer, Shield, Monroe. He makes a move. Tough shot off some contact. No whistle. Rebounded by Chelsea, and Buck Allen running the break. And leaves it short. Rebounded Fowler. Shield brings it up the floor now for Columbia into the corner for Monroe. He struggles shooting. He goes down to the block for Fowler. Double team drop goes down. And Fowler throws it away.
Dude, I got to ask, where's Jack Gordon? You know, we said he needed a blow, but that was...
Yeah.
He's been on the bench now for the last 5 or 6 game minutes. Makes you wonder if he's not injured or something that we don't know about.
Looks like Coach Crawford down there talking to him right now. So, and he just saw him wait his shoes off. Maybe he's planning to get in. Blant works his way down, pumps. Defense off their feet, and Blant finishes close to the basket. Now it's a 12-point game. And now McCollum with a steal in the open court. And he's going to force Sanders to foul him. I'll tell you what, Derek Sanders is a machine, but he looks tired right now. He's had to work for every moment of this and not getting a lot of results is out of it. What do you have, 8 in the first half? Does he have anything in the second half?
No, he doesn't, except for a little frustration with Eric McCullough. Will McCullough.
Blanton working against Sanders into the elbow area, backs it into the corner. Buck Allen. One-on-one with Troyers, crosses and gets into the paint between two defenders and score. Buck Allen showing off the offensive arsenal. Not a big kid, but he's had a big impact on this game. 39-25, 14 points, the largest lead of the game for Chelsea. Shiel gets a cutter down as Troyer, and Matusik over. He's either blocking somebody or getting blocked. But he's been a nice player for Chelsea down there on the defensive end. 39-25, still Columbia ball. 6:27 playing this one, and they're down big.
We're going to give him a +2. He's blocked 2 more than he's gotten blocked. So that's
Sanders
good.
Catches the inbound, makes a move to the basket, and Matusik maybe got a finger on that. I'm going to count it. And on the rebound battle, you get a foul away from the ball, and I think it's going to go against Buck Allen. I'd say away from the ball. It's actually on Sanders trying to get to the basketball. And Buck Allen got the worst of it and got called for the foul. Monroe down the baseline, backs it into Gorton, who is back on the floor now for Columbia. Into the corner, Monroe will take that triple. Couldn't get it to fall. Monroe's been ice cold from beyond the arc tonight. Blanton dribbling and Troyer was losing his footing and reaches out and commits a foul against Blanton. That's going to be four against Troyer, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
39-25, no substitution from Coach Crawford. You're starting to feel like, hey, if it's your best guy, then you got to leave him in when you're down 14.
Especially when you're down 14 and you've only put up 25.
Yeah. There's a turnover out of the full court pressure. Almost a turnover. Shield pried it loose, but it gets out of bounds before he can save it. But Columbia Central definitely putting the pressure on here in the full court. Blanton will accept the inbound pass, and Sanders backs up and waits for him at half court.
Columbia has hustled their butts off and played really good D. It's just Chelsea's D has been outstanding tonight.
Blanton, no screen, but he does get a step, takes it in, reverse layup, forced it up, didn't get it to go, and rebounded by Columbia looking to run. They had numbers for a moment. Monroe pumps out of the corner, moved to the basket on the baseline. He has to give it up. Gorton takes it down deep, tries to change direction, does, and makes the finish. That's tough by Gorton to hold his footing as he almost slipped. 39-27, and Coach Crawford getting a timeout for the Golden Eagles. 5:36 to play, full timeout. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. During the timeout, you get it to 12 here, Columbia. You got 5.5 to go. Full court pressure and just try to get some turnovers.
You do, but I just don't know if you're going to be able to make this Chelsea team turn the ball over. Their strength kind of is in their backcourt, and this is where you might even want to consider some kind of crazy thing, and especially if you've done your scouting and you know maybe somebody's a poor free throw shooter from Chelsea, you might want to make this last 5:36 last forever.
Yeah.
And maybe you can exchange some twos for ones or threes for ones or even for zeros if you get the right guy at the line. But and the reason I wouldn't normally say this, but points are so hard to come by, I'm sure Coach Cabana right now is telling Chelsea, hey, we can take layups and it's fine to get open shots, but nothing stupid. Let's make these possessions last 40 seconds.
Yeah, that's kind of that's Columbia wants them to be as fast as possible with no points, and Chelsea'd like them to take forever with two at the end or none. I mean, you can go, if you can hold it for 5.5, you don't have to score again up by 12.
Yeah.
They're not going to let that probably happen. They do trap in the backcourt. McCallum, great move by him to catch it and get away immediately. Booz will get it into the half court. Columbia will continue to have the pressure probably. McCallum swings it over to Buck Allen. Right side now for Blanton. He's got Shield on him. Drives, drops it down. No, looked it to Matusik, and it goes out of bounds, but that's because it goes off a Columbia player's fingers. So Chelsea will keep it in under the basket here. McCalla from the left side of the hoop backs it in deep to Booz. Gives up to Allen, and there's Troyer with a near steal. Dives on it. Still loose. Shields picks up the loose ball. Shield looking for Monroe running. Sanders open for three. No good. Rebounded. Troyer, he puts it up. Can't get it to fall. But he goes to the floor and draws a whistle, and that'll send Columbia Central to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
And again, we've been so impressed with the relentlessness of this Columbia team on the offensive glass, and Troyer's been in the middle of it as much as anybody. Coach Crawford has to be really pleased knowing he has him and Monroe for another 2 years. He might cry a little bit knowing that he's losing Sanders, though.
A lot of production to replace, whether you start thinking about that tonight or sometime down the road. Columbia Central is not ready to say they're done yet with 5:02 to go. A chance to cut it to 10 here from the free throw line for Troyer. And Trent Troyer rattles it in, but it does count. 39-28, cut it to 11. Got them both. 10-point game. A lot of basketball left and a lot of pressure here in the backcourt for Columbia. McCalla slow to get it in. Buck Allen gets it back to McCalla, and now he's trying to get it to Blanton. Dangerous there. Got a hand on it for Columbia, and Sanders looking for a steal. Still, Blanton does get over the timeline. And Sanders continues to... Sanders has got, what, two fouls?
Yeah.
So he has gotten to this point where you can reach a little bit. They get it down to Matusik. And cutting in as Allen, and Matusik gets it up to him. Allen will shoot it, miss, but does get himself back to the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 39-29, 4:39 to go. Yeah, if you're Sanders, you can afford to give as much pressure as you can to Blanton out on the floor. Commit a foul, maybe even two, but try to get something going, and because at some point you're going to need to get up to that five foul total anyway. Yeah. You don't want to have it happen on shots that give Allen a chance at the free throw line because he knocks down a pair and pushes the lead back to 12.
Bland will not be sending Sanders any Christmas cards this year. He has worked him.
Gorton down into the paint. Coming over, knocked away, Buck Allen. Blanton with the ball in the backcourt, and Troyer's going to try to pressure him. Blanton has not looked bad, although they do swipe it away. Turn it back over, Monroe. He's going to look to pressure Booze. Gets in deep, and we get a blocking foul on Booze, trying to take the charge, and the official wasn't fooled. Bucket counts, and a chance at a three-point play for Monroe.
And truthfully, I think that's another good call we saw by the officials tonight, who both games, I think, have been excellent.
Yeah. And, I mean, with the deficit that you ultimately end up in that first game being so spread apart, you wouldn't do it probably, but there's no way to blame the officials for that or here. You know, this is they really have let the players kind of decide it. And, again, Booz trying to set up. The offensive player was a little more savvy and didn't just lean into him. So you still go down. You still try to take the charge, but they were not convinced. Monroe has a chance to free throw line, and he hits. Finally, single digits.
Yeah,
9 points. We got 4:18 still to go.
Question is there enough time?
You're going to have some more stuff like that happen, three-point plays and such. And right now they're looking at maybe a 10-second call, and we're going to get a reach in against Scheel.
Oh.
And I didn't love that. Okay, maybe one bad call.
Yeah. That was close to a 10-second.
Yeah.
It was a second away.
Kind of saved him on that one. McCall into the backcourt. Sanders with a near steal. And good job. A little acting there by Blanton, but he does get he does have Sanders grab him. That will be the 15th foul of Columbia. And now, like you said, that game plan of maybe extending this 4 minutes out comes into play as Sanders commits his third, and Blanton will be at the free throw line.
And Steve, if I have it right, that's 4 on Sanders.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if I had given him the mystery foul that we just thought was on him. We'll see.
Plant misses. See if I can get Matt Jarko's attention. And see if we can get an official word on Sanders. But, of course, his skilled official score eyes are locked into the action. Free throw make and a timeout for Chelsea. And let's go ahead and take, was it 30? Let's take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 4:08 to play when we come back. 42-32, Chelsea leads on WKHM. Cast 4:08.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
101.5 FM. Confirmed, that's 3 fouls on Derek Sanders. The lead is 10 for Chelsea. Sanders has the basketball. Screen from Gorton. McCullough chasing. He passes into Troyer in the corner. He drives. Gets stuck. Gets it away to Gorton in the paint. Now out to Monroe at the top for 3. There he buries one. He's been ice cold out there, but knocks that one down. Cuts the lead to 7 points. And now the pressure from Columbia in the backcourt. Booze in the corner. And that was a little overacting there on the flail, but the call comes and he'll go to the free throw line.
And did I see that on Monroe?
I don't know.
We'll find out, because I had
that
it before.
Five, right? Yeah.
If he's coming out, we'll know it was. Maybe must have been 4 on him. It's hard for us to tell. They don't have a scoreboard, and we're
right.
Not at a good angle to see him reporting it either.
Made the free throw. Yeah, this is a high-quality digital scoreboard, but it doesn't have that little square where we can get the number of the player who fouled. I missed the second free throw, so it works. The lead is 8, 3:39. Sanders pushing tempo. Blanton comes out to guard him. Now a missed pass, but it works out. Oh, block Matusik, another one. What looked like was going to be a lay-in for Columbia, and Matusik comes over, swats it away, and Chelsea clears the loose ball. Buck Allen dribbling away from pressure from Troyer. And now we're getting a carry call. I never see that in a behind-the-back dribble, but indeed you can see why he made the call. He kind of scooped it and turned it over behind his back, so the pressure forces the turnover here. So still an 8-point deficit for Chelsea or Columbia, but chances still there. 3 minutes. Screen from Gordon. Sanders drives, gets a step, and a blocking call going to go against the Bulldogs, and that's Booze. And again, a second time, he tried to maybe take a charge, and he was out of position. Still fell anyway, and they call the blocking call. That is only the fourth foul against Chelsea, so the next foul will be free throws for the Golden Eagles.
Steve, I mentioned a couple minutes ago about maybe you wanted to foul Chelsea and hope they go 1-for-2. Their last three trips, 1-for-2, and that includes Blanton, who's a great free throw shooter. So keep doing it.
Still 3:06 to play. Monroe goes deep for Gordon. Hands off to Sanders. He'll stop at the top. Shoots Matusik. Another block. Running the other way, and he'll back it out to McKella to the top. Blanton swings it to Buck Allen for a three. No. Sanders had the rebound knocked away. They'll say last touch. McKella's dome.
And Buck Allen, I know he's been feeling it, but he didn't need that one.
Nope.
Under 3 minutes to go, up eight. You don't need to fire a three.
2:48 to go in this exciting contest. Sanders hands off to Monroe. Top of the key for Scheel. What a play by Matusik to block that triple try for Sanders, though. And as Scheel fires one off the rim, up over the backboard, and it'll be Chelsea ball again. Hey, to update from over at Hanover Horton, 6:01 to play in the fourth there, and the Comets leading the Warriors 46-40. So that one's still in question as well. Top of the key for McAllister. Chelsea will look to run out some more clock here, 43-35, and it's going to be Monroe, Troyer with his hand on his back. And
I think that's going to be it.
It is indeed, and we'll get a substitution into the game. Ready to go is Carter Simpson.
Gosh, I hear Simpson name and see a number 5, and I think of my man Cole Simpson.
Blanton buries the free throw. Pushes the lead back out to 9, and he can make it 10 again with now 2:27 remaining.
Yeah, he is not the guy you want to follow if you are trying to extend this game.
Gordon inbounds quickly to Monroe, gets it to Sanders. He tries to cross, spins, gets down deep, elevates. Jump hook off the window, and a quick timeout for Coach Crawford. It's going to be a full timeout, it looks like.
Steve, that's Sanders' first points of the second half.
Yeah, wow. We'll keep it here on the timeout. Thank you to some of our sponsors, including Columbia Schools, our pregame sponsor, Lester Brothers, first quarter in game one. Top Line Apparel, our third quarter sponsor there. And thank you to Bucked Up Energy, white gummy deer flavor tonight. Thank you to Fuller's Chem Dry, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, and Aeroquip Credit Union, will be Transit Mix, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, among others. 2:18 to play, 45-37 after the Derek Sanders make, keeps it at 8. Brian, do you go out with the foul as the plan, or do you right now still play it a little bit where you want to just get turnovers?
I mean, I'm fouling, and I'm going to foul somebody like Matusik, who hasn't been to the line, and he's a big fella, and that doesn't mean he's a bad free throw shooter, but you know, we tend to see that.
Trends.
Those are trends, and he hasn't been to the line. So somebody like him, McCullough, make him earn it.
Blanton gets it into McCullough. They get it right back to Blanton, and he's going to look to dribble it out and force them to follow him. Yeah. Scheel coming out to pressure. Blanton picks up his dribble, gets it away to Booze. He's been struggling to shoot. I might grab Booze while I was right there, too. Monroe. So Columbia not fouling right away. And Chelsea kind of chasing it away from him. Blanton, we're down to minute 52. Scheel just looking to guard. Chelsea fine with running out, and they will finally come over and grab Blanton on the sideline and send him back to the line. And I think that's missed opportunities to foul somebody who's not Blanton.
Yeah, you almost have to just go double-team the guards and make them throw it to McCullough or Matusik and then go from there.
Yeah. Blanton hits. I mean, the just eyeballs, you can go, they want Blanton to have it. You can tell. So that's the guy you don't want to foul because he wants it. He wants to go to the line and ice this away.
You know, you mentioned Booze when he had it. He's just one for two from the line. Again, this is the only point. Make him earn it.
Sanders looking to pass in the corner and turns it over.
I think they're going to say
they do say it was touched. All right.
Which is a good thing because that would have been a really bad pass if not.
47-37. Monroe into Sanders. Almost tripped. And he picks it up. Gets into the air. Missed it. And McCalla pulls it. No, Booze pulls that down. Sanders missed the shot. We're down 10 with 90 seconds to play. Stranger things have happened, but this is going to be a tough comeback. And Sanders has to get a reach against Booze, and that'll send him to the free throw line for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
And, you know, Booze might make both these, but, again, you're just playing percentages. And Blanton, he just looks like 100%.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
And he misses.
One for three now.
I just think, and Booz is just a guy who looks like he's just not had his best game. And I think if they hold on and win this, we'll get a chance to see him again on Friday. He missed them both. 47-37. They keep it at 10. Sanders against McCall. Lost the dribble. Ooh, Monroe came and saved it. He'll spot up for three. Halfway down and came out. Rebounded by McCalla. Blanton's got it. 70 seconds, and they'll grab Blanton again.
Blanton's just a smart player, too. He knows that what's on the line here. He's keeping in his hands as much as he can. You like it when your star wants the ball.
Blanton will spot up at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line here with a 10-point lead. 68 seconds to play. And bangs that one in.
He's made his last seven. Blanton, just like Sanders, Blanton's going to end up with a decent scoring total. But, again, he worked for it.
That one's a miss. Sanders has it for the Eagles. Up by 11. Is Chelsea. Gorton out to Sanders. Passing the corner. Monroe for three. And again, halfway down it comes out. Gorton's put back. Blocked by Matusik again. He'll get whistled for a foul on that one. And Gorton will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, they didn't even give it to Matusik. They gave it to Buck Allen with a little reach.
Oh.
So we can count that as another clean block.
Jeez.
And really it should, because if he doesn't block it, that could be an and one.
Yeah.
Not sure how they score that statistically.
Neither am I.
We're giving them a block.
Yeah.
What are stats?
Gorton missing both. Rebounded Sanders. He'll put it back up. Missed. And now the loose ball grabbed by Booze. He'll get it away to Blanton. 45 seconds, 11-point game. Blanton to McCalla. He'll get it out to Blanton. To the high post for Blanton. Dropping it down to Matusik. He's getting called for traveling as he went to the basket and then backed it out.
That was a good call there, too.
Yep.
Looked like maybe Columbia was okay to just not follow and let this game come to a halt. If they don't score here, I'm sure they will.
Sanders going to drive. Left-handed, missed. Rebounded by Buck Allen. Gets into the half court with 24 seconds. They're going to go after him, but not foul. Skips across to Blanton with 19 seconds. They call him off. 48-37 looks like our final. Setting up a Chelsea Western rematch. Bulldogs hold on to beat Columbia Central on their home court tonight. And there's our final buzzer, 48-37 the final. 2-minute commercial break. We'll add up our numbers and come back and wrap this up from Columbia Central. We've got a heck of a matchup coming up on Friday. We'll tell you all about it when we return. 48-37, Chelsea beats Columbia Central on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter can be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper-to-bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here. Again, our final 48-37. And a lot of good defense in this game for both teams. Chelsea's offense just a little superior. Buck Allen came out and had a good game off the bench to really lead Chelsea in the scoring column, and Blanton able to get quite a few buckets late in that game to salt it away. But no question, effort was there the whole way for both teams, and defense was the game plan, I think, for both teams, and it worked out. Just Columbia kind of didn't shoot great. But Derek Sanders held in check for most of that game.
Steve, I also just saw Drew Blanton holding up a little poster for 1,000 points. So in this game, out of his 20, somewhere in there was number 1,000.
That's not a bad number to get to, not a bad mark to get to in a career, especially at Chelsea, where he would have been for years probably maybe the third or fourth option, and then he had to work his way as to being a senior and finally being the number one guy, and had a nice game tonight.
It's a nice-looking poster. I'm glad he got it, because that had to be a kind of expensive. A nice vinyl one with his picture and everything.
If they had it here, and he had come up a little shy. I guess you can hold on to it and hope that next game, but that's pretty cool for Drew Blanton to accomplish that today. How about for Columbia? Another guy who's had a high-scoring career, Derek Sanders, the career-scoring leader in Columbia Central history. But kind of held down tonight, and that was a feather in the cap of Will McCalla for Chelsea.
And you know what? Derek Sanders was held down. He had 2 in the second half and 10 total, but I am going to give him credit, because that did not hurt his defense whatsoever. He did an outstanding job on Drew Blanton and never let his offense affect his defense, and that's a sign of a mature, really good ball player in my book.
Yeah, the fact that he could maybe struggle on the offensive end, but then go out there and have just a workmanlike defensive night, trying to hold Drew Blanton down, and he did take away a lot of what Drew Blanton wanted to do. He ended up getting that number inflated a little bit by making free throws late in the game.
Right.
But good job by Derek Sanders across the board, although he sees his playing career here, his 7-year playing career here at Columbia Central come to a close. Let's get the numbers for the Eagles.
All right, for the Eagles, we had Logan Fowler with 3. Trent Troyer, good game for Knight, the sophomore, 8 points. Nolan Scheel with 4. Jack Gorton with 6. David Monroe with 6. And Derek Sanders with 10.
Yeah, 10. Had to work for every single one of them. Great night tonight for Will McCalla. He will be our player of the game, I suppose, in the win. Will McCalla had two points yeah. on that one lot. But to hold Derek Sanders to 2 points and a half, where your team goes ahead and wins by double digits, that's a feat worth mentioning. And they don't win it if Derek Sanders comes out and has 24, you know, something more common for him. This game's a lot different. And
yeah. When you play the defense that McCullough played too on Sanders, you know, it's not just what he held him to, but it's all the other things that he made Sanders tired, and he made Sanders take a couple shots that were off balance because he just thought, maybe I'm open for a split second. Like, there's a lot of things that aren't in the stat book that Will McCullough's defense. I love the fact that you gave him player of the game, because I thought he was the defensive straw that stirred the drink, for sure.
Well, and let's say Drew Blanton has to guard Derek Sanders. Are his legs a little more tired when he's shooting free throws late in the game? Does that make him shoot a lower percentage in a closer game? You know, there's a lot of different things to think about. And I think that, being able to have Will McCalla lock down Derek Sanders the way he did, that's the best thing that Chelsea did.
Yeah, and that's why I was giving kudos to Derek Sanders, because he did get tasked with the job on mm-hmm. Drew Blanton. Drew Blanton had the luxury of not having to chase Sanders around.
And, you know, as we say, Derek Sanders is done as a senior this year. He'll finish his career as the leading scorer in school history, and there's a lot of accolades coming his way. That's something that you don't always see from a team where you've got a guy who's your standout, clear best player to go out and take on the biggest defensive assignment every night. But he's done it every time we've seen him. We went over to Hannibal Horton, saw him pick up the challenge of guarding Luke Soper.
Yeah.
And Soper was not returning the favor guarding Sanders, and that's something, you know, they will put Sanders on the best player, know that he will go out and he's not going to run out of gas, and he'll also do a great job at it, not getting foul trouble, all those things that could happen by putting that matchup together. So, you know, good on him and good on Coach Crawford to do that, to let him be that guy. And it did come up short tonight, but great year for Columbia Central nonetheless. And we think about that a lot, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, next week when we're talking about girls basketball. Sometimes in the area, we get a glut of 3 or 4 really good teams, and they end up playing each other in the district. And so any one of them might have been able to win their region, but only one of them gets to advance. In this case, it feels that way at this district, kind of. So Columbia Central season comes to an end, but nothing to be embarrassed about. Great year.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
These next two nights, who's going to have the bigger nightmare, Will McCullough about Maverick Hammond or Maverick Hammond about Will McCullough guarding him?
I'll be interested to see if that does indeed become the matchup. Different player. Well, you know, Maverick Hammond, far different player than Derek Sanders. But if Coach Cabana can do that, why wouldn't you? If you can keep Blanton whoever else, Owen or whoever from having to take on that task.
Well, I'm going to lose a paycheck,
Allen,
if
me,
McCullough is not on Maverick Hammond, because I'd be willing to bet my paycheck that that's going to be the matchup that we see. And that's going to be exciting us to come back for Friday just to see that matchup, if nothing else.
Because that's a good way to wrap up. Let's get all the Chelsea numbers here.
Yeah. Well, we did have Wyatt Matusik with 2 points and 118 blocks. Drew Blanton had 20 points. Will McCalla with the 2 points. Buck Allen with 23 leading the way. And Beckett Booz, a point.
Yeah, and I still think Booz had a bad game. I think that guy's probably more reliable as another scorer and, you know, another guy. I just think he had a bad day today, got in some foul trouble and had some stuff go wrong. I imagine he'll rebound a little bit on Friday. Buck Allen off the bench, if your sixth man can come in and give you 23, that's quite a feather in your cap too to have. And
well, I do know what happened to Bucket Booz. He's always number 12. There was a jersey mishap. He had to wear 3 today. He's just a bad number 3, but he is a good number 12.
There you go.
So we're going to see
good bucket booze number 12.
I think that's a good way to think about it. So, yeah, the matchup Friday night, we can preview it a little bit here before we wrap it up from Columbia Central. These two teams did meet earlier in the year, a game that Western won 57-42. I'm surprised to see that. I don't know that they seem like 15 points better than this Chelsea team. Tonight they did. If Maverick Hammond goes off for 42 again, well, hard to beat them. They would have tied 42-42.
Maybe this is redemption district. Western redeeming their big loss against Center earlier. Chelsea getting the chance to do the same Friday. We'll see.
That'll be the matchup we'll be watching is Hammond. Will he be guarded by Will McCullough? If he is, who's guarding Blanton? Can Drew Blanton light it up? He had 20 points here in a, you know, kind of a slow game for him. Is he the kind of guy capable of going for a big number?
Oh, well, he is.
Yeah, so who comes and guards the other way? It's a lot of things we'll figure out on Friday. Loving the matchup. And I do have the final from over at Hanover Horton and the Comets. 55-46 eliminate the Grass Lake Warriors. Didn't lose to a Cascades Conference team throughout the regular season. They dropped to one in the postseason and see that great year come to an end.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember being in the Hanover gym for a Hanover Lumen Christi district final that was something else, and if they get half of that game, might want to be over at Hanover on Friday.
Yeah, so Hanover Horton Lumen Christi on 95.9 The Power Cow, 7 o'clock on Friday. We'll be back here at Columbia Central with Chelsea and the Western Panthers. Two games for you, 7 o'clock for both of them, and we can't wait to do it. So we'll wrap it up here from Columbia Central. Thank you to Kiara Rombeyer, our executive producer, back in the studio. For the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we will talk to you Friday night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Drive.